Hi. I don't really know what to say. My name is Wheezy. I host Horrible Decisions with my co-host Mandy. And all I know is that I have a large platform, and I'm just going to talk and share and tell you that I love you. I honestly I didn't really know what to do. Because I felt like, okay, it's a show about sex. Nobody gives a fuck about me talking about anything that's going on in the world, but it's irresponsible of me to not say anything on this audio feed just because we talk about sex. Horrible Decisions was a show that when I came to Mandy, although it started on the principle of two corporate women talking about sex, I was like, we got to do everybody. We got to take those white dollars too. I want to not say nigga so much so we don't put ourselves in a box, but like, 3 episodes in, it was clear that this show was made by black girls for black people. And I say people of color because I have seen that it's really broadened and affected a lot of brown people, Latinas, whoever, right? But today, what's on my mind is not necessarily, it's the white listener who I really love because this show is Black's hell. And I love y'all because I know that there are other podcasts that are probably more relatable to you. I mean, shit, I have a girl who tweeted me the other day and said that her coworkers just couldn't get into it because it feels black. That's how black Horrible Decisions is. So to the white people that listen to this show, I'm sure you consider yourself woke enough, right? And I thank y'all and I fuck with y'all for being a part of this whore hive, but it's now time to use that white ass privilege today to have an uncomfortable conversation. Just do it. Because we need you now more than ever. We click on the TV and they want to make black people look like animals, bro. Every black person in their eyes has the same agenda and they've already heard it. And so now we need that other person to speak up that is sitting in that room. Speak up for us because we are clearly unheard. Like they know killing is bad, but let's retweet it. But like, oh yeah, he died, but come on you guys, stop it now. It's getting too violent. Spark a conversation so uncomfortable today that we would be proud of you. If you're scared to talk because you think someone will throw in the looting or the violence or the arson in your face, you need to remind them that this country started on looting and that black people are not fucking up their community by destroying a Target, a massive corporation that already is displacing mom and pop shops, which Republicans should love hearing about because they are the face of entrepreneurship and keeping all of your tax money, right? All I'm saying is, I'm not choosing a side. I'm just saying, remind them that this is bigger than broken glass. If George Floyd didn't die in front of our face with a knee on his neck for 7 minutes, we wouldn't have broken glass in the streets. We are almost programmed to demonize loud black people, angry black people, but just do your due diligence in teaching someone to know and understand why. Have empathy for a situation that you will never have. Educate yourself on people that we celebrate, right? You see people talk about Malcolm X all the time. Why? Educate yourself on those things. And I also am confused myself on what to do. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do or how do I help, right? Like, how much, what do I donate? Is that, did I do my job by donating? Is that what I did? Did I do enough? And so I guess, like I said before, the show is by black girls for black people and has obviously become broadened to bigger things, but I'm going to donate if we even have ads this week. If we don't, it'll be next week or whatever. But I'm going to donate my portion of the show's ad dollars to the Minnesota Freedom Fund. And I just wanted to share where I've been figuring out how to donate my money. I follow Grassroots Law. I'm going to spell it for you on Instagram. They've really been helpful. Grass, R-O-O-T-S, Law. It's an organization. It's pro-black. And they post some credible links on who to donate for, and how to help. Also, like, if you are confused on how to help and you don't want to spend money, or not that you don't or can't afford or whatever, Black Lives Matter, you can get involved with their local chapter there. On their website, they have a full list. You can volunteer. You could be loud. Being loud is great, and it's what we need. I think the great thing that we can try to pull from this is there's a possibility to feel loved and to show love and remind people that you love them, telling Black men and women that you love them, telling them you're here for them. I mean, this is, you know, something we should already be doing. But I also want to talk to the people that are protesting and that are angry, and you can like this or not. I know some of you really don't agree with rioting, and it's fine, but I'm not going to not try to at least have my people do it appropriately. So I just pulled some tips from friends on the best advice. Making sure that you do leave bodegas and mom and pop shops alone, and wearing a mask and gloves at all times. Having a fallback location to meet up with people if the riot gets broken up. Just making sure you're safe. We need you alive, yo. I'm scared. I don't know. I will tell you guys this. I don't tell you this to make you sad. I know the show is fun, and my role in the show is to be funny. And if you don't laugh, I'm sorry. I guess you're not laughing now either. But I want to also remind you that logging off is a form of self-care, and it's okay. I've been feeling guilty, actually, about, like, logging off, which is crazy. If we need to feel better, Insecure comes on tonight. They're not paying me to say that. It's just the only Black cast thing I know that we could do to support and not think and just get our minds taken off of what's going on for a second, because it's okay. Trying the Calm app. I think that shit is $15, but I'm sure there's free guided meditation. And if you've never meditated before, I'm not telling you that we're going to really meditate right now, but I think we should just have 30 seconds of silence for peace for ourselves and for our brothers and sisters that we lost. I think we should just sit in peace for a second all together. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you can, just close your eyes really quick. Really quick with me. Let's just be still. Cool. I love you very much, and I'm really glad that we have each other. I'm glad that I even have a large enough platform to post this and it matters in some way. And I hope you do something today to make you feel happy. I really do. Whether that be protesting or looking at dumbass memes on Twitter. I don't know, but we've got to figure it out. Let's keep ourselves sane. We've been in the house locked up for way too fucking long. Some of us sexless. God forbid we got to deal with this. Just laugh a little today. Do it for me, because I don't really feel it in me right now. But I love you, and I am looking forward to making you smile tomorrow. We have an episode with Poor Minds. They're really sweet girls. They're fun girls. You will like this episode. And Mandy will be on it. I'm alone and I'm outside, and I was thinking of you. You. I'm talking to you. I was thinking of you. And yeah. Love and light, babe.